Good morning and welcome back to another edition of Biz Talk. We welcome you to our program this morning. My name is Tony Bush in the studio with Randy Melzer.
Very good, Tony. It's good to have you here, too.
Got to turn your mic on over there, Randy. Randy's turning his mic on, but we want to wish all the mothers out there a really happy Mother's Day. From Biz Talk to all the moms, you work very hard, and some of you are even entrepreneurs. Some of you are SCORE mentors. Some of you are SCORE clients, but a very happy Mother's Day to all the moms out there.
Good morning again. Still not on.
Nope. Okay, well, we'll keep going. Randy will get his microphone turned on here in a second. Our guest this morning is eBiz Results. eBiz Results is a company located in Oshkosh. They develop websites, and they do website assistance. And we're very happy to report that today we're going to be announcing the launching of our new BizTalk website. We'll be talking about that during the program. The representatives from eBiz Results this morning are Jen Landolt, who's the creative director, and Stephen Hayes, who's the marketing director. So if you have any questions about websites, stay tuned. We'll be able to cover some of those questions after the first break.
It sounds like I'm on the air.
Welcome
now.
Aboard.
Okay,
good to have you aboard.
Good to be here.
Yeah.
One of those mornings.
You sound good.
Yeah. Organization is wonderful. I think next week we're going to try it and see if we like it. But for right now, we'll keep doing what we do.
We'd like to tell you a little bit about the SCORE chapter. The SCORE chapter is located in the Fox City's Chamber Building in downtown Appleton. We service 8 counties from Appleton down through Oshkosh and into Fond du Lac. And we have an office in each one of those cities. We have volunteers in those cities. There are probably 40 professional mentors who help business clients in the SCORE chapter. You can learn more about our SCORE chapter by going to foxcities.score.org. You'll find our website for the Fox Cities chapter. SCORE is a national organization. You can learn more about the national organization at score.org. If you're interested in registering or setting up a scheduled appointment for meeting with a mentor, you can do that on the website, foxcities.score.org. Just fill out the information, hit the send button, and probably within 3 or 4 days, someone will be contacting you to set up a meeting. We have experts in the areas of IT, manufacturing, intellectual properties, accounting, banking, finance, cash flow.
Marketing.
We have legal, marketing.
Don't forget us marketing guys every
once
in a while.
Yeah, you marketing guys are important. We have marketing as well. So we have a lot of fun. We're a resource. We're free. There's no obligation. And a lot of folks who have used the SCORE system have gone on to be pretty successful, or at least they found out maybe it wasn't for them to start the business right now, put it off for a little while, and that's also a successful decision. In addition to providing the counseling, we do offer some training sessions and have other events during the year. Randy, what's coming up? We have a Simple Steps program coming up starting this week.
Correct. The Simple Steps program is a special program we put together at SCORE to help people find out what it's all about to be an entrepreneur, what the different parts and pieces are for a good business plan, and what you really have to do to make that final decision about whether or not to start your business. The first part of that program is the Simple Steps basic program. That's the one that's going to be held on May 17th, coming up. It'll be from 8 a.m. to 12:30, and it'll be held at the Copper Rock Coffee Shop, which is right downtown Appleton. It is going to be held in their conference room off to one side there, which is a private room.
Mm-hmm.
We are looking for upwards of 20 people to attend, and it should be a very, very good session. If you haven't signed up, again, as you said, go out to our website, get yourself signed up. It's $25 for the first session, and hopefully from that one you'll be able to make a few decisions.
Lunch
right
is
there.
Included?
Lunch is included, plus coffee, and if you know the Copper Rock, the coffee is very good.
Great sandwiches, too.
Yep. So that's the program for $25 on the 17th coming up. Then after that, if the you can make the decision to keep going with the program. There are 4 more segments. They will be held on June 6th, 13th, 20th and 28th. Now, those are held in the evenings. They're from 6 p.m. until 9 p.m., and they're at the Fox Cities Chamber office location. Again, those are $25 each also, or when you register for all four, it's $100.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, go out to the website.
And those topics for those four include?
The first one is business organization.
Yep.
The second one will be marketing, and it'll include up-to-date
social
information,
media.
Social media, all
yep.
that type of thing.
Tweeting.
Correct. The fourth one will be in regard to business accounting, all
budgeting.
Of the different parts, budgeting. And then you'll be working on the fifth one, which has all of the reporting, cash flow, and that type of thing that you'll need to work with.
Well, maybe where to find the money.
And where to find the money.
Gotta
hopefully,
find the money.
Hopefully I'm talking to Chip Coonan
from
Lakeview, who is going to be there.
And those dates, again, were June 13th?
Those will
June
be
6th.
13th, 20th, and 28th. Those
28th
three,
or 27th?
27th, I'm sorry.
27th.
Okay. Those four yep. Evenings.
Good. We've had two of those simple steps sessions already. This is our third go at it, and it's been quite successful. We have mentors attending along with the SCORE clients. So it's very helpful, good networking opportunity, and you do learn a lot. We've had good reviews from those who are attending.
Yes. Last time we started out with about 25 people at the first session.
Yep.
People made the decision at that point. We ended up with about 15 that completed the entire program. And
right.
of those 15, I know of at least three businesses that have started.
Right.
So it's a very successful program.
And successful is defined as being those who decide to go ahead and start a business and those who decide it just isn't for me yet. I found out some things that maybe I need to wait. I'm not
right.
financially prepared. My time isn't right. I don't have enough time. I still have children at home. Those are successful decisions, too, because they're cheaper.
Right.
There's nothing worse than starting a business and not being ready for it.
Right. And, you know, you can lose an awful lot of money very, very quickly without the proper planning, without the proper background work.
And we have people who have been in business for 5 or 10 years who attend the program because they gain some helpful, useful information to help grow their company.
Right.
So we invite you to attend the Simple Steps program starting on May 17th.
Yep.
We'd also like to thank the sponsors who bring this show to you each week. We want to thank Associated Bank for the assistance they've provided to BizTalk. They've been a long-term sponsor of BizTalk, and we thank them. Albertson Hailing CPA Firm. Kurt Hailing has been a guest on our program. They do accounting for individuals, businesses, and do tax return preparation and budgeting assistance. Also want to thank Lakeview Credit Union for the assistance they've provided to BizTalk. They do consumer lending, business lending as well. And we'd like to thank Hurling Clark Law Firm. Hurling Clark is a legal entity. They have one of the award-winning law firms in the Valley. We're very happy. Chuck Kaler and Andy Rossmeisel, Chuck Hartsheim, and all the gang over there are supporting the BizTalk program. We also want to thank Business News for providing coverage of our program in their biweekly periodical called Business News. For $20 a year, you get some great information that can be very helpful to your business regarding business events in East Central Wisconsin. And we'd like to also acknowledge and thank eBiz Results, our newest sponsor, and you will be hearing from two of their representatives this morning, for helping us with our website and ongoing support. So I think that's going to be very helpful to Randy and me.
Oh, yes.
So we learn this, all this techie stuff, and maybe
right.
we'll even learn how to tweet through this.
I don't know. I've heard you Twitter enough as it is, so we'll keep going on from there.
We want to take a quick break right now. We'll come back on the other side. We'll start our conversation with Jen and Steven from eBiz Results. You're listening to BizTalk on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY. And welcome back to BizTalk. And once again, we want to wish all the moms out there a very happy Mother's Day. So all you kids and all you husbands, you have to pamper your mothers and your wives tomorrow. Take care of them, breakfast in bed, do the dishes, make your bed, clean the kitchen, clean the floor, do the vacuuming. Really wow your mom. And mom's going to feel really, really great tomorrow. You agree with that, Randy?
Oh, absolutely.
There you go.
While we're talking about a few other things that are going on today, by the way, I'd also like to say a hi to all those people who are out there for the Soul Burner today,
mm-hmm.
Running up and down the streets of Appleton, doing an outstanding job for mm-hmm. American Cancer Society.
Right.
So thank you all for taking part in that program.
Yep. Well, we've got our guests this morning, Jen Landolt and Stephen Hayes from eBiz Results, and we're very happy to have them in the studio this morning. Good morning, Jen. Good morning, Steve. How are you this morning?
Not too bad. How are you doing?
Real fine.
Good. Actually, I don't think it's Mother's Day in England today.
It's not?
No, I think we're on a different day.
What day is it?
Don't do that to
me. Don't do that.
I don't know.
You've got to know those things.
The first thing you have to remember on radio is if you bring it up, you got to cover it. So, you know.
But tell us what eBiz Results does. How long has the company been around? Where are you located? What do you do?
We're based in Oshkosh. Mm-hmm. We're a web development company, internet marketing, online marketing. Anything that you need to do online, we can help you with.
I know that the company is owned by a gentleman named Mike Pulvermacher. Mike, I met Mike probably about 2005, and he built the website for my company, Priora Cashflow Management. Did a really nice job. So when SCORE had the opportunity to update its website, and we wanted to make it interactive, we turned to eBiz Results, and we've been very pleased with Stephen and Jen's efforts and helping to put this thing together. It looks very nice. And Randy and I are very appreciative of the patience and the persistence you're showing in training two old guys how to use this stuff.
Right.
It's been fun building it. It's very fun.
And you really have done a nice job.
I think that terminology used, building it, is something that really, you know, for a person who's been in marketing as long as I have, is an unusual situation, because we used to just, you put together an ad, you wrote the script, you did whatever it is, and it sat there. I'm learning so much more about especially the idea of websites, the three-dimensional qualities that it has. And this one, by the way, for those of you out there, is going to be very, very interactive. And mm-hmm. So we'll be able to communicate with you, and you can communicate with us a lot when we get this thing fully operational. Right. So.
And the website address has not changed. If anyone had been able to go look at it previously, the same address, it's BizTalk, BizTalk, BizTalk with SCORE. com. We invite you to go out there. We invite you to make comments. Randy and I are learning how to receive comments and respond to comments, and that'll happen pretty quickly. But it'll be fun exploring the website. Mm-hmm. We ask you for your comments. In the future, we'll be able to take your questions. If you have a question for our upcoming guest, you can see the guest coming up on the next show. You can submit questions and comments for the guest prior to the show and even during the show. So we'll be able to take questions online as well as on the phone.
Right.
So you'll be able to blog about different shows that you've heard in the past. You'll be able to go back and look at archived programs who we've had on the program as long as 2 years ago.
Right.
So we're very anxious to have this up and running quickly.
Yep. Very, very hopeful. We've been practicing. So hopefully right. By next week we should be able to work with you.
Well, Michael, Stephen, you're the marketing director for eBiz Results, and Jen, you're the creative director for the eBiz Results. What does the creative director do?
Well, I take your website to the level of being friendly with all of its users. I make it pretty, I make it useful, and I graphically enhance it.
Okay, so you're in charge of the exploding volcanoes.
No exploding volcanoes on your site.
But it is important that a website be inviting, it be attractive, and easy to navigate.
Correct.
What are some of the hurdles businesses run into when they go out and do their websites that if they knew a little bit more, they could make it much more successful?
I think it's understanding the audience and when they come to the website, what are they actually wanting to know when they get to the website? So with BizTalk, it's very important when someone comes to the homepage that they know past shows in case somebody missed something or mm-hmm. And what's coming up. Mm-hmm. So with this particular, this is very social driven. So mm-hmm. we were trying to focus on interactiveness. Mm-hmm. So that's critical on this particular style of website. Mm-hmm. To another business that is probably more brochure orientated, it's probably going to have more of a marketing appeal than it is more of a social appeal. So we're trying to encourage with this website, with BizTalk, we're trying to encourage interacting between listeners and the hosts and even cross, mm-hmm. so other listeners can talk to other listeners.
Okay.
Go ahead, Randy.
If I were going to come to you guys for a website, about how much time do you think from the time I start until we can actually get that up, and kind of give me a step-by-step, what would you do with me, or how would you, I know what we did, but then again, like I said, we're old and we're learning, so, but a normal person, how much would you,
awesome question, awesome question, really depends on how organized you are.
Yeah.
You guys were pretty, it was pretty good, because we actually were coming from an existing website.
Right.
People out there that don't have a website
starting
already.
Right from fresh.
Right from fresh. It's having that content ready. That's critical in this. If they don't, then it just drags out and we struggle.
That's part of your job then, if they're starting out new, to kind of take them by the hand and walk them through a sequence of what
right.
they need to be researching and
yep.
getting them to articulate what do they want to accomplish with this website.
Right. We will have a good understanding of that when they come to the table. So, what kind of person they are, what kind of website they're acquiring, we will have a good indication of what style website they're going to have, whether it's going to be blog orientated, article orientated, or whether it's just a pure brochure website. Mm-hmm. We will understand that.
Okay. Well, we have to take a quick break here, Randy. We'll come right back after the break. We'll give out the phone numbers. We'll continue our conversation with Stephen and Jen. They're from eBiz Results in Oshkosh. You're listening to Biz Talk on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY Radio. And welcome back to Biz Talk. We're here this morning with Jen Landolt and Stephen Hayes, representatives from eBiz Results, and we're learning about websites. eBiz Results is the company that built the new Biz Talk website. We just finished that this week. We pulled the trigger. BizTalkWithScore.com is the website address, and if you'd like to go visit, we invite you out there. Very interactive. And then in the next few weeks, you'll be able to email us a question during the show, and you can email us a question now. And we'll pick it up between weekends, but we want to get to the point where we can actually take your emails on during the show. I'd like to give out the phone numbers. If you have a question about websites for your business, you're more than welcome to give us a call at 281-1150 here in Appleton, 281-1150. And if you're outside the Appleton area, you can reach us at 1-866-887-1150. Before I ask the next question, though, I just want, like, Stephen and Jen to say hello to some relatives. Stephen, mm-hmm. you want to say hi to someone?
I think my dad's listening in London.
I in London.
It's 3:30 in the afternoon, I think.
Well, Mr. Hayes, your son has done a wonderful job, and we really appreciate his being here to help us out.
Yeah. Thank you.
Jen?
I'll say good morning to my daughter, Emily, who said she was going to flip on the radio in between all of her laundry she has to be putting away.
Okay.
All right. Well, thanks.
It's good to know we've gone international now. We're really moving up in the world here.
We're streaming.
Wonderful.
Okay. You had a question, Randy?
No, I was just going to kind of carry on from the conversation that we were started with a little bit. But you know, we talked just real briefly about what goes into getting a website up and started. Jen, since you work with the creative side and so on, one of the hard things for most of us to understand is that a website doesn't stay put; that it isn't static. How often do you change it? How do you recommend changes? What do you think people should do with a website once they've got it?
Well, websites need to be interactive, and fresh content and fresh pictures. Videos are a great way to keep things up and fresh on your site. That's keeping your audience interested and coming back to your site for new content, new ideas, things you have to advertise, promotions that you're running.
Okay. Is there a minimum how often you should update a website?
More the better.
The more the better.
Yes,
okay.
Definitely.
And when you're working with designers like you, how do you provide that service? Is that part of the original contract? Is that an ongoing contract that you work with? How do you do that?
Well, it's like Stephen said in the beginning, we really get a feel for the business and what their needs are, who their audience is, and what they're trying to capture on their site. From there, we can hold hands as much as we need to build their site and make it as useful and profitable as possible.
Mm-hmm.
And if they have content that they know they can regularly update, we kind of turn it over to them, and it's a more of a management system on their end.
I think that's a big plus, because I had a website for my company built early on, and it was in a language I couldn't go out there and change anything on it. I had to go back to the company, and they had to program the changes and put it on there. But the way it's done today, that what you did for Score, is Randy and I can go in and we can change notices, we can change things.
You can.
You can maintain it.
I have one. If anybody's out there thinking of doing a website, one of the things that we're experiencing now is that people aren't really appreciating the visual and how important it is that it has to look good.
Yes.
It's absolutely critical. You've only got a few seconds if someone comes to your website, and they can bounce if they don't get the right impression. So never, ever cut any kind of funding for visual, the visual appeal of the thing.
That's good advice. So a business builds a website, and they get up and running with the website. How do they know if the website is really contributing to the success that they hope to achieve by building the website?
There's analytical tools that you can use.
Google
Analytics is a very, very good tool. We can track how long people come to the website, where they come from. You can track anything.
How long they stay on a site.
How long they
page.
Stayed, yep.
Really?
Yep. And you can even see it real time. If we'd have had a connection today, we could have actually seen whether we actually had people on the BizTalk website.
Yep. Okay.
So it can be a very effective marketing tool to bring business to a business.
Yep.
I know there are restaurants, for example, who will blast out a special on a Friday night fish fry or something, and the people who print off the coupon on their printer and bring it into the restaurant get a discount or whatever the draw is going to be. But the company really didn't have any postage or paper costs, no printing costs or anything.
It's brilliant. The web does bring an interaction that you can't do with standard print media. So it is a fantastic tool for that.
Well, like you said, the things that we have on the new website, for instance, we have a number of photos. In fact, one of our members from SCORE is happily taking photos of us right now today to be able to add to that. So we are doing that. But then we also have videos that are put into the system. So you can update, you can keep that alive and well and current. Like I said, I'm back to the old days of putting together a brochure. The fact that I can have 25 different pictures rotate through is just fascinating to me.
This is so much cheaper than brochures, Randy. I'm sure you'll agree with that. If a bank, for example, printed up 100,000 or 50,000 or even 10,000 brochures, they have the cost of the printing, then the mailing, and then how many people really see it. If they can draw people to their website, they can get the same message out and not have the postage and not have the printing costs.
Right.
Right.
And they can have the flexibility to update that brochure for any season or any special service or any product. Okay. I'd like to give out the phone numbers again if anyone would like to call in. If you have a question about websites for Stephen or Jen this morning, please give us a call at 281-1150 here in Appleton, 281-1150. If you're outside Appleton's area, give us a call at 1-866-887-1150. For those who call in with a question, we have a free copy of Mal Wynn's book, The Winning Ways of Life, Winning Ways for Life.
While we're on the subject of how to contact people, Steve, since you're involved in the marketing side, how do we get in contact with you at eBiz Results?
I think the simplest is probably to phone in now.
Okay.
I'll give you the telephone number of eBiz Results. It's 920-651-1376.
Okay, and you said you're located out of Oshkosh.
Yes. Doesn't really make a difference where we're located, really. We can work remotely very, very easily.
Well, with the amount of construction going on near your office, I can see why you're not. That's a trick and a half to get over there right now.
It is.
So, and then you have a website also to contact you?
We do, yep. That's ebizresults.com.
Okay, very easy. Alrighty.
Stephen, in terms of how you market your company, how eBiz Results markets itself, what is the most effective way? One of the most effective ways, possibly. Maybe you have several ways to market what you do.
I kind of like to recommend, I think this is a good practice, not to focus on one particular method.
Okay.
You have to split your marketing plan, whether that be either online, whether that be print media, whether that be via social media, radio advertising. It's an equal balance. If you kind of focus on one of those, you'll just only get an exposure to one of those.
It's like a rifle shot.
Right. Yeah. So I would definitely advise to spread any form of advertising across all mediums.
If a business were going to just start up and build their own website, or I was just now thinking I'd like to have a website, can you give an estimate as to what a range of investment might be? What would a cost be to talk to some business about building a website? Now, I know that's kind of a difficult question to answer because there's so many varieties or variations of what goes into it.
It's a brilliant question. What really defines the cost is whether the user wants to be able to update their own website. That is one. The second cost is how much they want to actually spend on design. We actually used an open source content management system for you guys. We actually used WordPress, which traditionally used to be a blogging software, but it's accelerated so fast. But there's many of them. There's Joomla, there's Drupal, and there's ones you could purchase. But right. WordPress seems to be a very, very simple one for you guys to actually use. So we're kind of getting on board with WordPress, and there's lots of apps that you can install on your smartphones and things to actually interact with the website while you're on the go. So
can you provide like a range if someone's thinking, geez, I want to build a website for my business, but I have no idea what's involved. What's it cost? If someone came to you and wanted to talk about building a website, do you talk to them for like an hour or so just to see if it's worth
pursuing? We do. We'll get the scope of it all comes down to budget. So I think you could probably start, help me here, Jen, probably about $800 possibly. It works out about $100 a page if you stay very, very simple and with the templates and things.
And you can always build from there if you start out simple.
Yeah, you can build from there. It may be very graphically, it may not look that appealing, and that's kind of why I was warning anyone out there that's thinking of getting a website, don't cut on cost on when it comes to the design.
Yeah.
You can save costs by using a template. There's lots of templates out there, and you can then customize those templates. So that'll keep you probably in the lower end of the budget, but you really kind of want to do a custom design, something unique for yourself.
With a custom design, what would a range be? Would it be $2,000?
You're probably going to be starting $2,000 or more.
$2,000 to $3,000.
Depending on the size of the website. And
sure.
It's very difficult. If that's a $100,000 a year size business, you're probably talking about $1,000 around there. But if you're talking a $10 million business, you're going to be probably talking, it's going to probably start about $6,000. Just by the requirements of whether they need product photography and things like that and a custom design. They don't want anybody else out there looking like them. Okay. So there's a lot of questions that we would need to ask to really gauge where that starting price is going to be.
Okay. Jen, on that same idea, I get a lot of clients who say, well, I don't have to go to a professional to have a website built. I can go do that myself. I won't have any problems. What do you explain? What's the difference between, you know, doing it yourself and coming to a pro? Why do you go to a pro?
Well, I guess it depends on if you're going to stick to a template use or if you want to do some custom work. We have a lot of really good ideas of different ways of marketing things and how things we've seen, our experience has seen the way things that are successful, and being able to incorporate those and just look outside of the box a little bit and, you know, graphically enhance things. It just helps.
A lot of our customers come to the table with some ideas. Like you guys came and you knew you wanted to do a particular thing. Our expertise comes in, well, you could also do this or you could also do this. And it's kind of, it's that benefit that you'll get if you go to a professional company. They'll have technology that you probably won't be familiar with that makes it a whole lot more easier to interact with the website.
A couple of weeks ago, I was talking with Mike Pulvermacher, the owner of the company, and he was on the show recently in the last 6 months, and he made a comment about the mobile access to websites is going to outpace the computer access to websites like later this year.
Yep.
People on their cell phones,
yep.
Which is all the more reason to have a website.
Right. I think that works brilliantly for the restaurants and all those kind of things. Again, it depends on what type of business you are. If it's business to business, that may not necessarily be the case, but definitely business to consumer, that is definitely true.
But a positive action to BizTalk. Now, if you are with your cell phone and you go to the BizTalkWithScore.com website, at the top header, you can listen live right on your smartphone.
Right now.
Great.
Right now. You don't need to be by a radio. You don't need to be in your car. You don't have to be on your computer.
Okay.
Streaming.
That brings up a interesting point when we're talking about social media and all the rest of that. The term apps is just absolutely exploding. How do you work with somebody who said, I need an app. What do I do? Or how do I use this app or that app for my business?
An app will often just simplify something. Something that's quite complex, an
app
will.
We need that, Randy.
Right.
Mm-hmm. We need a big app.
Yeah. and it'll help you on the go. That's what they're designed for.
Okay.
If you don't have access to the computer or something, it'll bring functionality.
Okay. We have to take a quick break. We'll come back on the other side and finish that thought. You're listening to BizTalk on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY. Welcome back. We're going into our final segment of BizTalk this morning. We've been speaking this morning with Stephen Hayes and Jen Landolt, the marketing director and creative director, respectively, of eBiz Results in Oshkosh, learning about websites. And again, I'd like to just share with you, the listening audience, that eBiz Results has recently completed the upgrade and rebuilding a new website for BizTalk. And you can find that website at biztalkwithscore.com. It's very interactive. And Randy and I have marching orders over the next few weeks. We have to learn this puppy.
Right.
So we can communicate back with you and learn how to blog and things. But we invite you to the site. It's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be very much fun working with Jen and with Stephen, because they're going to be maintaining and supporting us going forward. So we wanted to thank eBiz Results for that contribution.
Very much so, yeah. They did do a good job to try to make it as idiot-proof as possible, and we found ways to overcome that. So we're having fun with it, though, and it'll work out very well. To get back a little bit on topic here, we were talking more about some of the websites and so on. We talked a little bit about budgeting, what you start with, and the idea of it being part of your marketing plan. Not just a one-shot that you buy the site, but how do you go along from the day you start? Is there steps, stages? How do you go along, Jen?
You can build your website in stages. As Stephen said, start small. Get your main scope out there. Get your services listed on your site, your communication. Get people in contact with you. And then, you know, just allow a little bit. We'll grow it in stages. The next stage may be to add a blog or some video work or some graphic galleries or some different ways that we can enhance the site over time. So it definitely can be something that's done in stages.
Do you find that the client, not the person who owns the website, but the person actually coming in on the website, the person using it, has a contribution to make as far as what should be on that site and how to use it?
Absolutely. Get feedback from people who are using your website and find out ways that they would like to see your products displayed and different interactions that would make it more useful.
Okay. So it's still the wonderful world of flexibility and what's new.
Absolutely.
Okay. Once again, how would folks get in touch with you?
They can probably it's easiest to call if they call 920-651-1376. We'll probably all answer the phone.
And so, what's your web address?
It's ebizresults.com.
ebizresults.com. I would invite anybody considering starting a website or updating or upgrading your website to consider eBiz Results. We have a custom here. We ask our guests to leave a biz tip, a little pearl of wisdom. You each have one?
I do. Do you have one, Jen?
I do.
Putting her on the spot.
I would say communicate your services to your largest audience.
Mine would be, don't assume that when someone comes to your website that they know as much about your business as you do.
That's good. And I also learned something along the way. Randy, you'll vouch for this too, I think, that to the business owner, it might seem like, well, I've been singing that song for 14 years. It's the same thing. But to the listening audience, they might be hearing it just the eighth time or something. So what may be boring to the business owner really is still informative to the listening audience.
Right, and I tell the story on myself when I first started in marketing. The hardest job I had was teaching my boss that he wasn't my client.
Right.
So it's a hard one to do.
And that's why Campbell's soup labels still look pretty much the same, and a little red, white, and black or whatever. So it's the same old thing. One more thing, you have BizTalk or Simple Steps coming up?
Right, that's coming up. If you still want to register for May 17th from 8 a.m. in the morning to 12:30, including lunch at the Copper Rock for $25, it's the basics on how to get started in business.
Okay, and following that are four more sessions. All five are $125, but you can learn more about that program by visiting foxcities.score.org at our website.
Right.
Next week, our guests are going to be Linda Dresden, Executive Director of the Makarov Ballet, and Shana Shalou, the Executive Director of the Alpenboy Choir. And we're going to be talking about a nonprofit business.